Here's Kevin Shortsleeve with some birthday thoughts about that old possum, the poet T.S. Eliot.
T.S. Eliot has been called the greatest literary figure of the English-speaking world in the 20th century. He was the recipient of the 1948 Nobel Prize in Literature, and his poem, The Wasteland, is widely considered the most influential poem of its age. He was also considered one of the most erudite scholars of his time, intimately familiar with subjects ranging from Sanskrit to popular music. Among the many sources that influenced Eliot, his keen interest in children's nonsense poetry is often overlooked. In 1939, he published a collection of children's poems, Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. Old Possum was a name Eliot had been given by his friend, fellow poet and editor, Ezra Pound. While writing these poems, Eliot would often visit his friends, Jeffrey and Polly Tandy. He would try the poems out on their three children, and in conversation with the adults, he hinted at hoping to get a chance to read them on the BBC radio program, The Children's Hour. Jeffrey Tandy, who was a radio broadcaster, took the hint and read them himself on the radio Christmas Day, 1937. Clearly under the influence of children's poets like Lewis Carroll and Edward Lear, Old Possum's book includes phrases such as mad as a hatter, and Lear-esque nonsense rhymes such as Jenny Anydots, Lady Griddlebone, Scrimbleshanks, Rum-Tum-Tugger, and Rumpelteaser. T.S. Eliot was always a fan of children's literature. He was said to have had a lifelong fascination with the Brer Rabbit stories. He was a fan of Rudyard Kipling and wrote an introduction to Huckleberry Finn. But this side of Eliot has been downplayed by critics, who chose instead to focus on his more serious and erudite pursuits. His cat poems, as some call them, are often filed under the heading Minor Works in bibliographies, and the original manuscript of Old Possum's book sits quietly in an archive at Princeton University. But there is more to the story of the cat poems than just that, for Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats had a very strange fate indeed. 15 years after Eliot's death, composer and lyricist Andrew Lloyd Webber found a copy of Old Possum's book and decided to make a musical out of it. The result was the Broadway smash hit Cats, which has played to 25 million people in 15 countries, being one of the most successful musicals of all time. T.S. Eliot is honored today with a large memorial tablet in the Poets' Corner of Westminster Abbey. Of course, Cats is not mentioned on the tablet, but Eliot would probably be happy to know that, a few of us anyway, remember him with a song from Broadway or a simple, humorous children's rhyme.